Hey, everybody. Welcome to Learning from Smart People. I am your host, Rob Oliver. And, you know, I always start the show by saying today is a special show, and here's why it's a special show. But today actually is one of the cooler shows that I've got to do because I'm doing this with a guy who I have literally known his entire life. This is a real privilege for me. My guest today is Mike Sullivan. He is a, let's put it this way. He is the guy that you need to talk to if you need stuff for your business. And let me just kind of give you the heads up on it. He works in the equipment finance space. He absolutely loves what he does. And his main objective is helping businesses along with, as he talks to business owners, he is helping them to get the equipment that they need, to get the financing for the equipment that they need, and really to help grow. And I'm, at this point in time, I'm kind of excited because I'm thinking so many businesses are kind of paralyzed with fear and not sure exactly where to go. But Mike, thanks for being on the show, man.
Hey, thank you. I greatly appreciate it. And it's an honor to be here.
Absolutely. So first of all, I guess let's start off with this. Tell me about what you're doing with equipment financing, because you're not a traditional bank, right?
That is correct. In the equipment financing space, you can find it at your local bank. Whenever you're looking at a new piece of equipment or replacing an old piece of equipment or adding because you're growing, you need someone to be able to finance that. A lot of people are looking at, okay, hey, how do I do this? I'm going to go to my bank. I'm going to go find someone that will give me what I need. So the reason that I work in this space is because I love growing relationships with people. Something that you'll always find is business owners are the most interesting people that you can talk to. So why wouldn't you want to talk to those people every single day? In the business of equipment finance, there are banks who do it, and then there are companies like the one that I work for, KLC Financial. And the reason that we exist is to help banks. A lot of people look at it and say, oh, well, you're not a bank, so are you competition? The honest answer is we are able to help banks service their customers. So a lot of banks take a weird look, figuratively, at people's credit, at the business, at what they're doing right now. And we're able to take a look, understand the business, look at what they're doing in the future, along with right now, and make a decision on that. So it's a little bit easier from our side because we are able to use a lot of different options. We don't just have our own personal funding. So it kind of makes it more fun because you are able to look at the people who are startups along with the people who are Fortune 500 companies. So there's a broad spectrum that you can actually learn from people while you're also talking to them and helping their business to continue to grow.
Yeah, so it's really cool what you're talking about because you're talking about building relationships, and I can only imagine everybody that starts a business kind of, they have the story as to what brought them, what drove them, what, you know, what their backstory is. And as you hear those stories, it's got to be really rewarding for you to hear about someone who, you know, is out there, they're following their dream, they're passionate about what they're doing, and at the same time, they're looking for something a little bit outside the box in order to help their business grow. And you're able to do that. That's got to be real rewarding, man.
Absolutely. And some people are coming to us in a pinch. Others are coming to us because they have been with the company for 30 years or as long as they have been. So it's more of a relationship that you continue to build while they're also able to use different sources. So people can use banks. People can use different people for inventory financing. There's a lot of different options for financing out there. And so what we like to do is we like to provide that option. So we talk to bankers, we talk to vendors, we talk to people who are providing that equipment. And whenever I say equipment, a lot of people think of, hey, there's a truck, there's a plane, there's tractor trailers, and it's that type of equipment. The cool thing also about what we do is we don't just focus on those. We're focusing on the robotics. We're focusing on the technology space. We're focusing on the aspects of the business that are going to help them grow that everyone might not want to finance. So that's also a really cool aspect of it all too, because you can dive deep into what they're actually trying to do and help them with a problem or help them with a vision that they see for obviously their dream. So yeah, the reward is great, and it energizes me to even think about, hey, whenever I talk to someone, I can help them, but I can also continue to build a relationship with them.
So let me just ask then, the type of equipment that you're looking at, you brought up the different types of equipment that are out there, as far as, you know, somebody's thinking about a truck, a tractor, some type, you mentioned robotics. Like, are you talking, is this all huge, big, giant equipment? I'm assuming it kind of runs the gamut. Talk to me about some of the bigger things that you've been able to find financing for, and some of the smaller things, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So whenever they come to us, we typically say anywhere from 10,000 to 5 million. That's a wide range. So what, yeah, I like to say is, hey, what we can do is I'll give you our average. So our average terms are anywhere from 3 to 5 years. So 36 to 60 months. Whenever we're looking at that, our average deal size is anywhere from 100 to 250. So that's kind of where we're sitting at a lot of the time. That's not all the time, obviously. But so some of the biggest things that I've financed personally is cranes. Cranes are a huge expense to a company that needs them and can make money off of them. So they look to finance those. One of the smallest things is a computer. So you help a tech school, or you help a growing business that's looking to grow and they don't want to put up the cash to do this. They want to keep their cash on hand. So we're able to finance those and help their business to continue to grow with that.
That's cool. And how important is, like, the timing of what people are doing? Is this something that it's going to, is it a long process? Is this something that, is going to be like, I want to get this. You're talking about a computer. Like, I need a computer to help my business today. How long is the process going to take?
Yeah. And that's always the $1 million question. A lot of people say, hey, how fast can you get this done? One thing I always say to people is, it's as fast as you can get me the information that I need. And so I like to be upfront with people whenever they ask that question is, hey, I'm working for you. I'm looking to help you grow. So as fast as you can get me the information, that's how fast I can work. Get it to me by the end of the day. I'm going to work my butt off to try and get you an answer within the next 2 to 3 days. And sometimes that works. And then other times there's some things that we need to dive into deeper. So the underwriters are the people who are dissecting the entire deal, and they're saying, hey, we are concerned about this, find out the answers to this, but these are the things that we can really find strength in. So it's able to, or we're able to look at those and really latch onto those and just answer those couple questions and hopefully come up with an approval.
Cool. I want to go back to something you mentioned a little bit earlier. You talked about building relationships, and I'm thinking kind of like in terms of networking. Like, I never knew that you existed. All right. I mean, now granted, when
you saw me born,
well, I saw you born, but I didn't like the job that you're doing when you got that job. And you know me, I ask a million questions, and I'm asking you, I'm like, okay, this is really cool. I've never heard of this before.
Yeah.
And so, like, apart from people bumping into you at, wherever you are, like, how are you building those relationships? How are you building your network and, increasing the understanding of your business and, building the contacts?
Yeah. I like to talk. That might not come as a shock to you, but just talking to people, honestly. And that's what makes this job so much fun. And I don't really look at it as a job. I look at it as a career. And the more you build it, the more you talk to people, the more you're able to connect with people, the more that they know about what you do. So, I mean, it's the rule of a business development person. Wherever there's activity, there's going to be more activity. So getting out, talking to people, cold calling the phone's the number one thing for salespeople. So being on the phone, and it's not always talking to people that you don't know. It's also about calling the people that you have already done deals for, or that you might've talked to in the past that you couldn't do in the past. So I didn't know this job existed either. Okay. It was kind of surprising whenever I was like, wait, okay, so we finance equipment, so we're a bank? No, we're not a bank. So, okay, well, I'll go find deals and try and figure this out. But as you continue to learn, It's honestly one of those things where everyone, all business owners need to know about this, because whether your bank's tapped out or a pandemic hits and banks stop funding equipment, there's still businesses out there that are needing to run. So where do they get their financing? Right. That's where we've seen a uptick this year, is just businesses that are looking to continue going as much as they can, or making a pivot. That's the magical word in 2020, right?
Yeah, it's the word we've all heard so many times, right?
Right. So it's looking at how you can find funds to help your business get to where it needs to go, or where you're looking for it, while also holding cash flow. I always like to talk to people about that as well, is, hey, well, I can pay cash. Okay, well, whenever you're going to pay cash for something, that's great. Fantastic. I mean, if you can, and you can continue to bring in cash flow, you should do that. But if you want to hold that cash flow and you want to use that in other parts of your business that might need that in the very soon future, let's look at options for you. The best thing I can do is provide somebody an option. And that's always what I ask of them, is that, hey, let me provide you an option and let me help you possibly look at something that you didn't know existed.
All right. So I want to just grab one other thing that you're talking about there. You're talking about being a salesperson, being a salesman, being out there. And in this day and age, it's such a difficult mindset, because there is this overall feeling like, okay, we're in a pandemic. All the businesses are being shut down. Nobody's doing business. Everything is bad. Everything is horrible. There's just nothing positive going on. And yet it doesn't sound like that is the mindset that you've got as a salesperson. Can you talk to me about your mindset and how that works?
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody's being positive, so why can't I? That's kind of my mindset. I don't like to be just a normal person.
Never have.
So it's one of those things that you just challenge yourself with. I mean, yeah, it's easy to get negative. It's 2020. That's what everybody keeps saying, right? Well, let's take a step back and understand, okay, what's going on here? What are some of the positives that are actually happening? We are getting to spend more time with our family. Hey, guess what? That might be needed. Some people are taking breaks from social media. That's also needed. People are going for walks. People are being healthier. People are working on their houses. So there's a lot of positives that come out of that. So instead of always focusing on the negatives, hey, there's going to be bad days. There's going to be bad things that happen. There's going to be all of these things that build up. And I'm a very optimistic person, so I think of the positives. So instead of focusing on those negatives, and I sometimes do this whenever I'm talking to business owners. Okay, well, yeah, it might be a crappy year, but what have your past couple years looked at like? Can we look at those? Right. What did you do right there? Is it just because of the whole pandemic going on this year? Okay, well, we understand that. We know what you're going through, and we're still here to help. It might be a little bit more expensive, but it's also something that we can look at and understand that, hey, this is a different year and we might not be able to help you right now, but maybe in a couple months when everything hopefully goes back to a little bit more normal, we're able to help. So I think it's more of a mindset. The baseball mindset also comes into effect, because, hey, you fail all the time. So understanding that as a baseball player in a professional setting, if you succeed 3 out of 10 times, you're a Hall of Famer. Right. So you're always going to fail. There's no doubt about that. But understanding that you need to bounce back and not letting that failure kind of knock you off your horse, just understanding that, hey, that might be a blip in the radar, but you got to keep going.
Yeah, I love that. And listen, what I was saying before about you is you've never wanted to be someone else. You've never wanted to necessarily be one of those people that fits in the box. You got to be you, and you do a fantastic job at that. So, but what I'm thinking about as well is you're looking at this not as a job, but what was the phrase you used? That you weren't looking at it as a...
It's not a job, it's a career.
It's a career. Okay. And so as you're making a career out of this, what are your ideas on how are you going to measure and say, I was successful in this career?
That's a great question. How I will be a successful person at the end of the career is by looking around me and seeing the people that I impacted. And yeah, that is one of the things that drives me. Not only the people at the company, but also the customers and the vendors and the bankers and everyone that has I've been in contact with. Obviously, the people in the company are, I mean, it's a great company. There's a lot of great people, and there's a lot of great things that have been done in the past and are going to happen in the future. But it's also, how can I make an impact on those people's lives and help them to know that, hey, Mike is one of those guys that if I call, he's going to be straight up with me. He's going to be honest with me, and he's going to also be there to pick me up and set me back on my feet and help me keep going whenever I've had a bad day. So I think that's the biggest thing, is just what has my impact been on people, and has it been a positive one, is definitely how I'm going to be a successful career.
Yeah. So I really like what your answer is there, because when you have a job is what I get out of it, right? I get my paycheck. I go to work, and it's an exchange of misery for money, right? Where I go in and they pay me a certain amount to be miserable for a certain number of hours. And then at the end of that, I get my thing done, and then I go home, and like, that's the exchange. But what you're talking about as a career, and what you're talking about as success, is it's not about me. Right. It's about the people around me, and how do I impact them, and how do I make, literally, how do I make their lives better? How do I improve their businesses? And in that way, how do I, you know, have a positive impact on the world around me?
I think that's something that also needs to kind of change, is, okay, whenever you're looking at a job, be thankful that you have one.
Sure.
Especially this year. Look at how many people have been laid off, or look at the impact that a lot of people have gone through. A lot of people wake up every day and go to work and hate it. Okay, well, that's understandable, but you still are working. So find a positive and attack that. And I've always tried to stay positive, but I've had jobs in the past where I felt that way. Man, this isn't really what I want to do. I've never tried to have a hatred towards it, but it was also one of those things where, okay, what can I learn today? How can I make an impact on somebody else's life? And I think that is important for a lot of humans, but also business owners to remember, is because, hey, there are going to be those days that really aren't that much fun, but then the days that are great are also going to be more positive than those.
Cool. So you're talking about this. You've said this a couple times. You said that you try and be a positive person. Is that something that you were born with, or is that something that you've cultivated? And what are your thoughts for other people out there who are like, yeah, he's just a positive person by nature, and I'll never be able to do that?
Yeah. I'm not sure, honestly. I have put a lot of work into it. It does take a mindset. It's not just a born thing. People around me are positive, but I think that that's also a huge part of it too, is who you're surrounding yourself with, and making sure that if something is not adding value to your life, that you're not really spending a lot of time with it. So yeah, I mean, a lot of people are going to say, oh, well, I'm not positive. I have a lot of crap that goes on. I have a lot of different things that happen. Well, yeah, I understand that. And a lot of people have those, but try and find that positive and build off that, because that's kind of where you'll be able to look at it, and you'll be able to look back at it once you've had the positive steps to move ahead from that negativity.
Yeah. And it's so interesting, because, you know, it's one of the things that I speak about, is that like, life is difficult being a human.
Look what you're going through. Right. I mean, you stay positive about it. So, and that's, well, I didn't really plan to go here, but that's why I ran that marathon. I mean,
right.
One of the things is everybody looks at a marathon and says, 26 miles, no way. I'm not going to do it. That's crazy. Well, it's one of those things where you look at you, and what's one of the things that you would love to do? You would love to run, right? Sure. You'd love to walk. So, and that's kind of why I did that. And that's whenever I heard, and it wasn't about me. And that was, it's a great reminder to have you in my corner. Hey, whenever I don't feel like going running, or I don't feel like doing something, well, guess what? Uncle Rob would love to do this. So let's go.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate that. And listen, one of the things that I really emphasize is, like, I don't want anyone to be motivated by like guilt, shame, and fear of like, well, like, he can't do it, but I can, so I have to go do this.
If you need it, then you can do that.
But one of the things that I appreciated about this is you gave me your medal from that marathon, and I have it hanging up right by my place at the kitchen table, and on it, it has a metal at the end, but the band around it says Finisher. And that's actually kind of what has really been a huge thing for me. Everybody is a starter, right? The journey of life, everybody has started with, you're born and that's just how it goes. But what I want to be is I want to be a finisher that I ran the whole way and did the whole thing. And that's really cool. Definitely not where I was headed with this, with what we're talking about.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay. But no, it really is important to have this understanding, okay? Life is difficult. Everybody experiences obstacles. Everyone experiences rough times. The question is what you do about it and where the focus is. And what you're talking about is say, okay, yes, this is a difficult time. What are the positives that I can get out of this? You mentioned two things. Number one, what can I learn from this? And number two, how can I make a positive impact on the world around me? And I think if you are in difficult times and you have those two questions in front of you, you're going to come out of that with a great growth opportunity for yourself and what I can learn from it, and in a great relationship in which what can I do for others and how can I benefit them? That's cool, man.
Yeah. And again, it's not something that just comes naturally for a lot of people. It takes work, and it takes having people around you that say, hey, let's go, or thinking about people around you. So yeah, I mean, instead of thinking, the worst thing for negativity is thinking about yourself. If you're constantly thinking about yourself, yeah, you're going to be negative, because guess what? You're not the best athlete. You're not the best. You're not a billionaire. You're not any of this. You're you. But look at that as a positive and say, okay, what do I do to get to that next step? Where do I want to go? Make a plan and go. I mean, I always look at, or I love the military and love Navy SEALs and their discipline. And there's a lot of different podcasts out there that talk about that. And I mean, you listen to those guys, I kind of have one of the switches that they talk about in saying, okay, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. There's no excuses. You can't have excuses. But that's the number one thing that kind of gets in the way. And I think eliminating those and looking at, okay, what can I do and how can I do this, and just going and doing it, you're going to feel a lot better about yourself.
Do you ever experience like the self-doubt, like the little voice in the back of your head that says like, yeah, that's really cool and you can talk a good game, but like, can you really do that? Or that says like, dude, you've been pushing yourself so hard for so long. Like, just relax a little bit. Like, do you hear that voice?
No, not really. Okay. And it's been trained.
So how do you tune that voice out? Because it's
show there. Up. Okay. You show up. So there's a lot of different disciplines, right? And being able to do it when you don't want to is one of the biggest challenges. Yeah, it might not be the best. It might not be your best. I don't think giving your best every day is possible, but showing up and giving it an effort that is better than not showing up and not giving an effort is going to help you to understand that's just not, it's not an option. There's no option for that. There are some times where you get tired, obviously. You get worn out. You get beat up a little bit, especially training or at work or whatever. I'm not saying don't ever relax. You need that, right? You need to recharge. But understanding that, hey, recharges and relaxation isn't something that you're always supposed to be doing. I always look at it whenever people are saying that they're sore after they've been sitting. Your body isn't supposed to sit for long periods of time. That's why you have joints, and that's why you have, so it's supposed to move. Your body is supposed to move. You feel a lot better once you move. So looking at it from that aspect, it's like, hey, if you can get up and move, that's going to help you out a lot more. And again, that helps you with your mental state.
Sure. What I remember when you were growing up, your mom had a sign on the wall that says, just because you can't do everything doesn't mean that you can't do something.
Exactly.
In which there's, all of us have capabilities to do something. I think that what you're saying, though, kind of is you've trained yourself to to not hear that voice, to not have that self-doubt. And that's got to be that. That's a choice that you've made and something that you've worked really hard at. And not all of us have that. But at the same time, it's also something that you put into action every day.
Right.
And so I love that. Tell me more about the idea that you had. You mentioned with the military, with the discipline that they have. I feel like we're living in a time where it's like everyone's kind of like, you do you and whatever feels good to you. Like, you know, if it feels good, go ahead and do it. It doesn't sound like that's what you're talking about with being disciplined.
No, I don't think that's discipline. You do you. That's a weak phrase in my mind. Because yeah, it's great to, but you're not comparing yourself to, not comparing, that's the wrong wording, but you're not holding yourself to a standard. Right. So you have to have a standard, and that standard could be set by somebody else. No, you're not judging anybody. You're not looking at them. You're not saying, man, if I could only be like him. No, you're looking at it and saying, okay, how did he get there? And sure. What did he do? And then, okay, well, can I do that? Can I look at this in a different way and be able to do what he did? We're all human, right? And so we all have our weaknesses. We all have those things that we struggle with. But being able to look at them and say, okay, I know that that's a weakness. I understand that these are things that I need to get better at. How do I do it? And being open to that and having an understanding of saying, okay, how do I do that? I think that's the key point, instead of just wallowing in that.
Yeah. So weakness. I have to tell you, I saw a bumper sticker that said, be the person that your dog thinks that you are. And I paraphrase that and like, be the person that your mom thinks that you are. Because everybody, you know, at least
they all think you're great.
Your mom thinks you're the most amazing person in the world. Right. And just to be that person. And it's almost to have an expectation of excellence and not to do that in a way that lowers the bar of excellence and say, you know, just me waking up in the morning, I yawn excellence in the
right.
morning, right?
Right?
But the understanding that I am going to do excellent things,
yeah.
And I expect excellence. Cool. Mike, listen, if people are looking to get a hold of you and to find out more about your company, where can they go do that?
Yeah, you can go to our website, klcfinancial.com. You can also send me an email, mike@klcfinancial.com. That's usually the best way to do it. I don't have social media. I got rid of that. And they can also go on LinkedIn, Mike Sullivan. There. One more thing is that I wanted to add is the pride of something. That's a huge thing to let go of. Okay. Just because it's one of those things that, hey, if you're walking around proud, you might not hear everything that's going on around you. And that's a lesson learned. That's not something by any means is a, hey, look at me. But it's more of, hey, this might not be something that's great. Instead of getting in your own way, you're able to look at other things around you. So just wanted to say that, like, hey, I'm not patting myself on the back by any means. I'm looking at this as my personal growth. I'm not coming out here to say, hey, look at me. I'm the best ever. I am far from that. I'm not
sure.
The title of this podcast isn't even true about me. So I just wanted to make sure that that was something that wasn't like, what the heck? Who is this guy? But it's one of those things where it's, hey, swallow that pride and understand, where can I get better and strive for it? Set goals, go for it. 2021 is going to be a lot better than 2020. And I know it will be.
Sure. Well, okay. If our expectation is only that it's going to be better than 2020, we've set the bar low for your level of success.
Well, there you go. You're going higher.
Yeah. So it's good. It's striving for excellence. It's moving forward, but at the same time, having a realistic understanding of who you are. I love it.
Yeah.
Mike, we are out of time, but it's time for three questions to establish your humanity. Are you ready for this?
I am.
All right, if somebody hops into your car and turns the key, what radio station's playing?
Country.
Okay, so like, who's your favorite artist in that?
Oh, Jason Aldean is one, Eric Church.
Cool.
I mean, they're all good. Yeah, they're all good.
All right, excellent. Have you read a good book lately?
I try and read a lot of books. I can't sit still that long. But yes, I have. Good to Great was one that I just read.
All right. And just from your childhood, you are from a Slovak background. What is the one ethnic food that like takes you back and makes you feel like you're at grandma's house?
Pierogies.
Nice. And for those of you who are not from the Pittsburgh area or don't have that understanding of what pierogies are, they're like mashed potato raviolis. They're phenomenal.
If you haven't had them, you need to try them.
Absolutely. You gotta fry them up in a pan with a little bit of onions and they're delicious. Mike, fantastic. I really appreciate you being on the podcast. I hope folks will look you up, learn a little bit more about what you're doing, and possibly work with you to get the equipment that they need.
Absolutely.
To all of my listeners, thanks so much for listening today. Make sure that you hit the subscribe button. Don't miss an episode. In the meantime, I will remind you, as always, that when you stop learning, you stop living. Have a great day, everybody.